find out, why are you choosing this time to attack industrial relations laws?
Look, I think we have a big productivity problem in Australia at a time when we really need a big increase in productivity. We've got flatlining productivity. We've got a dollar at $1.05 with a range of structural pressures overlaying it. And unless Australian workplaces become more productive, we're going to really lose competitiveness and lose ground. Now, workplace relations is not the only issue that needs to contribute to that, but it's a key issue, particularly at the enterprise level. And the evidence from our members on the basis of this survey we've done would suggest that it's not contributing to productivity increases.
But aren't there bigger issues that are stopping productivity growth? And these are long-term issues. Infrastructure, capital investment, of course the high dollar. How can you just come out now and say that the industrial relations laws are also playing a part?
The Fair Work Act is not the only issue, but if you cannot deploy labour flexibly, even if you've skilled it up, even if you've got the best technology, you're not going to get the productivity rewards for the investment. So in a sense, the regulation of workplaces and being able to deploy labour and to manage the flexibility that you require is really a fundamental to any investment you make in skills, in new products, in new technology, or frankly for the economy and new infrastructure.
Are you supporting a return to individual contracts as we saw under Work Choices?
Look, I think we're supporting the need for an individual statutory agreement. We hadn't changed our minds about that. We didn't advocate an AWA without a no disadvantage test. That was others' idea. We've been consistent in our view about it. The substitute for AWA's individual flexibility agreements aren't working. They're not delivering the sorts of flexibility. In fact, quite the opposite. So we do feel this needs to be revisited, but in a mature and sensible way.
So Work Choices under another name?
Not at all. Not at all. Work Choices. In fact, you know, you might say that a lot of Work Choices still exist. We have a national system, we have national standards, etc. But the things that people didn't like about Work Choices were AWAs without a no disadvantage test, with an unfair dismissal regime up to 100. Those things don't exist anymore, and we're not advocating them and never did.
Because Tony Abbott, of course, has said that Work Choices is dead, buried and cremated. Mm-hmm. Do you expect to get opposition support for a return to individual contracts?
Look, I think neither us or anyone else is advocating a wholesale reform of the Act. What we've said is that we want five or so very targeted amendments which will make a difference to productivity. We're not saying you throw the whole Fair Work Act out and reinvent it. Reform it. We're actually saying deal with sensible amendments to some specific aspects of the Act, which we have proven through appeals, etc., to be found wanting.
Why have you chosen this time? The government's weak. Is that why you've chosen this time? You think there might be a coalition government in soon and you can get these changes through quicker?
Look, we've been advocating changes to the Act for some time, and we've been taking appeals to test the law, and we've come up with a number of, on the basis of that, amendments that need to be made. But the timing is absolutely necessary because we have a productivity and cost gap in Australia that needs to be addressed, and appropriate amendments to the Fair Work Act have to be part of our redress to this situation.
The government's ruled out a return to individual contracts, but are you pressuring the government? Are you using this opportunity to put pressure on the government?
Look, I think a sensible and mature debate about individual contracts, you have to remember that individual workplace agreements have more protection in them for employees than common law contracts, which have been quite widespread after the end of AWAs. So we're very keen to have a sensible debate around this. Our members are overwhelmingly in support of it, but we're not wanting some wholesale return to an AWA without a no disadvantage test, without the protections that should be given to employees.
You said you weren't demonising unions, but your speech is full of comments that say unions have too much power, so aren't you picking a fight with the unions?
Well, look, we counted up over 60 new rights for unions under the Fair Work Act and none for employers. So we feel the pendulum swung a bit too far in the opposite direction, and we just want to bring it back to the middle, to a steady state. And so these sorts of changes we're advocating, I think, would be sensible. They would contribute to a more productive workplace relations system, and not at all the union's powers too negligible. They'd still be powerful bodies in workplaces.
But isn't the reality is that the Fair Work Act, it only swung back part of the way compared to the previous industrial relations laws under the Hawke-Keating government. It didn't go all the way. And there's been a lot of consultation over these laws.
Well, look, I think there's been a lot of consultation, but it's a very, very big act and a very big new system, you know, the act itself, then the award modernisation process. And none of this can be settled in stone. I mean, to think you can make changes of that magnitude and not review them to ensure they're working properly is ridiculous. And the government has announced a review of the act and of the modern awards, and we'll be actively participating in that. We'd urge them to get the timetable and the process details out sooner rather than later, because it's a very, very important review, and our employers will be very much engaged in it.
The Act has only been in place for 2 years. Now, I've spoken to productivity experts like Saul Eslake and John Buchanan from the University of Sydney. They look at productivity. They say there's no evidence that the Act has decreased productivity. Productivity decline is a long-term problem for Australia.
Well, I think what we're showing through the survey of our members is that under the Fair Work Act, productivity is either flatlined or the Fair Work Act has contributed to a reduction in productivity, and the same for flexibility. So at the enterprise level, that's a view of quite a significant number of employers, and I think we need to listen to the real world.